next is 21 condenser fan motor with fan blade, over. Next is 6 compressor contactors, 6 compressor contactors, over. Next is 6 defrost contactors. Next is 6 defrost interlock relays. 3 quantity 3 dual pressure control units, over. 1 winter control unit. 6 temperature control units. 12 defrost klaxon. That's Kilo, Lima, India, X-ray, Oscar, November, over. Okay, next is 12 fan relay klaxon, over. There's 12 solenoid valves. 12 transformer type relays. 12 defrost heaters. You copy? Next are parts for a Bally walk-in cooler. You copy? Roger, you write fast. Roger. Model number Foxtrot Bravo Sierra Charlie -150. Emma. Is there a group of people there that are ready to talk, you know?
There's certainly a group of people here.
How many? Could you tell me who they are? Over.
Roger. Nancy, Luby, you copy?
Roger, Nancy and Luby.
Florida, AJ.
Did you say Wanda and AJ, over?
Negative. Florida.
Roger.
Martha and Mo.
Roger.
Lori and V.
Lori and V, Roger. Roger.
Sandy and Teddy.
Sandy, which one, over?
Oh, you
go. Roger, go ahead. Yes, Roger. Roger. Who's that?
Kim, the printer.
Roger.
Jimmy.
Roger. Yet to come, is that correct?
Tim, you copy?
Oh, you're not done. No, I didn't copy, over.
Roger, Tim.
Roger.
And James.
Roger. James. Oh, okay. Roger. Roger, are the others on their way, over? Roger. Roger, where that Francis, over? Frost. Mayor, there must be some misunderstanding, but she should have been over. Okay. Maybe somebody, if she could be given a call, see if she can come by. I don't know of it. Okay. Okay, stand by just a second, okay? Jeremy Sr., Rudy's sister, the singer, Mildred, Jeremy's wife, Rachel, Julia, Sarah, Andrew, the dental assistant, and Margaret. Over. Okay, Stanley, Jeremy Sr., you copy?
Roger.
Rudy's sister, the singer, you copy?
Roger.
Mildred and Jeremy's wife, you copy?
Roger.
Stand by a second. The dental assistant, you copy?
Roger.
Julia and Sarah, Andrew and Margaret, over.
Roger.
Okay, that's everybody. Stand by just a second. Take about 15-minute break and come back, okay?
you'll get rewarded by them, I'm sure, just like it could be Margaret's friend, or it could be a George, more likely. But anyway, of all times, we need to be in unity to show our demonstration of peace and represent USA well abroad, and we're doing that, making anybody proud. This is the most fantastic, breathless society I've ever seen. And when I say that, seeing is believing. But I'm sure that some of you have gotten caught up. Time removes people from one's consciousness. They say, memory dim. And I think in some instances, you've worked hard, that's taken place. But believe me, you need a lot of people like Jack. Jack's always been a kind of an non-conformist, and he finds it breathtakingly beautiful, enjoys it. All kinds of opportunities now that we're getting this ship. A ship that was a 350-ton ship, going to help our cause. Gives a lot of people a chance for the sea shipping. Already have contracts to assist the orphanage and the free medical clinic. Helping rice, taking rice from this rich area to needy areas. And we've developed here a wing bean that many times new service there says will solve the world hunger problem. It makes a meal in itself. No way to tell you all the beauty, but I am concerned about the fact that you're not together. And it's precarious for family to make journeys. Because health is not good, and there are those who would, don't care for them that much. But that's what's going to be, because not time yet for Teresa. Teresa needs more time for setting up with the government one of the most beautiful models of medical facilities, and seminars will be conducted here. A school has been passed. We've been given approval. They think enough of us here to give approval for Lily's program. I think that I'll pause now to give you some idea of that.
United Front.
You people should be on the closest talking basis. I'm disappointed if anyone would fail to show up. You could see our children, see them stand up in agricultural meetings, children that would have been a burden on taxpayers, children that would have had their lives lost in alienation. You know the statistics as well as I do. People like, I couldn't name them. They're all, and they're all sitting here, and you can ask any one of them. I haven't got one problem case here. Perhaps you need some R&R, and we can work that out. I thought about maybe you need somebody to come back to hear direct firsthand. Somebody like Debbie that would be more economical because she's in the headquarters. Whatever. But it would be unwise for Stanley, but Stanley is in the mind to do so. As I say, his health is not the best. But believe me, what is achieved was not achieved without 7 days. A vigil, because what George talked about, the mercy thing, happened in September. And I'll give you time to digest that. We copy. Do you copy me up to now? You didn't understand all I said? Now, is that a Roger? I think I said that people have, that we always have a problem that apostolic have to guard against, and apostolic teachers have always said that never allow the people of Andrew's background and the people of Julie's background get diverted on that. It is often used as a cop-out. Do you copy? And unconsciously it can be led to by people of Julie's background by allowing people to take care of their messes and they should pick up after themselves. They should wait on themselves. It should never be an Andrew role in that area. At least it should be a mixture. Now here, I don't think you realize how significant. One of our main teachers and administrators is Rudy's sister. Our coordinators, the only ones I look to, is Jeremy Sr. and Andrew. The head of counseling is Jeremy Sr.'s wife. The entire manager of the agriculture is Edwards, Jim. Head of livestock, a man you don't know, who came seeing conditions for his children, wanting them to live fruitful lives, not be a burden to taxpayers, and get into problems. They were so alienated, he brought his whole family, Guy Mitchell. Charge of the entire livestock division, our beautiful piggery, cattle, horses, and chickens. The agronomist, of course, you know Russ. The principal is the same. The main analyst of the farm is Jim Simpson. Shirley Smith, head of our orchestra that's making such tremendous inroads, is Diane and Shirley. And believe me, you'll be proud of what's being done to help in the thing that Nancy does so well in. But the modern nursery is Ara and Chavez. And the head of the mechanical department is Bruce, doing fantastic job. We are in a Andrew environment, and we didn't do it because that. We did it because that's the qualifications we had. You see, we started out, when I started out, if you remember, naturally, you start out, I started out, very few people that knew that I was Andrew's best friend. They didn't know that, so I started out with people of Jewish background. And so time proves certain things, and you naturally stick with proven people and add to as time goes along. But we've got to eliminate this, and when I say something to you, the one thing that is the greatest force that can hinder people is paranoia. And I will be straight with you as I am straight with people here. If anything, I'm more evolved, sensitive, if that's possible. A long time has been nothing in me but to live for you. And no games, I'm just as direct as can be. So when I finished, and I think I just about finished the last 7 months, do you want to give me some points? And we'll go where you can chat back to me.
Over.
Stand by. Then I'll have to stop. I don't know what I much missed. Would you find something that you think is better and tell me? I'll be there. Lower as well as upper? Through the years, that you keep people, even if they are Jewish background, you certainly keep them if they've proven their merit. Anything I've had to deal with, and I don't think it's any mystery to people of Jewish background, I've had problems of trust in that area. But I've seen some awfully good field workers of Jewish background that helped me override. I have seen some poor judgment. Letting Andrew's people take roles unwittingly, with not any conscious feeling, because they'd be involved in PR or the radio or secretarial work, letting people clean up after them and so forth. That should be interchanged absolutely. There should be equally done. But I've also seen some people of Andrew's background who have not involved themselves like they should, who've not been there when they ought to have been there, who have been pretty poor, standing by. Now, as the years have gone, it's obvious where Andrew's people are. The two top coordinators of this vastly beautiful project, Jeremy Sr. and Andrew, Rudy's sister, one of our best teachers, and analyst, budget analyst, Diane, heading our musical program that's made fantastic success throughout the nation, representing our beloved USA well, and this country, helping to cement relations between two people. Head of the entire farm management, Jim Edwards. Shirley Smith. Head analyst, Jim Simpson. Head of the school, Andrew's background. You know the agronomist, Russ. Head of livestock. Guy, Louie would know, never come there, but saw the conditions of his children and saw what was happening to Andrew's people. And surely you people can all see how important this decision was. Joan's mother, Joan Bursley's mother, wrote saying, "Didn't understand, but I do now. Glad you people are where you are and should remain with Oscar." Beautiful nursery, it's been praised as the best in the nation under Ira and Loretta. Pathologist is John, doing an excellent work. Chemical department, a department of chemistry, Ernestine Blair. Laboratory, headed by a person of Andrew's background. Head of our mechanical, which includes tool and die, machine shop, all sorts of hydraulic repair booths, culinary department, the gourmet, and I mean what gourmet you can't imagine.